laughing. Sorry, it's been moved by Anderson, seconded by Kuntz. Is there discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of the staff recommendation for the status of the Oregon Vesper Sparrow, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
I have Lorna voting yes too, as well for this.
Good. Thank you very much, Nikki. Okay, that takes care of agenda item B. You know, we sound like a broken record, but thanks, Taylor, and thanks for making it short. Okay, we are to agenda item C, future meeting planning. This says the commission will discuss the upcoming meeting agendas and reviewing an updated year at a glance. Does anybody feel like discussing the upcoming meeting agendas? There's Commissioner McIsaac. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. What would a commission meeting be if Commissioner McIsaac didn't have at least something to say on this, right?
That's kind of what I was thinking, Don.
Let me make one point on the year at a glance for June. At our last commission meeting, we talked about having a coastal steelhead management briefing in June, which would be a briefing on the plan for some communication forum of some sort to evaluate the coastal steelhead recreational fishery business. I didn't see it on here, and there were no objections to that last time, and it's consistent with what our director has mentioned, I think, in December and January. So I'd ask to have that show up in a on there. With regard to our upcoming February meeting, at the end of the last meeting, we ran through what was on the year at a glance for February, and it seemed like a pretty doable agenda. There was something about the strategic plan update maybe not being on there. There was something about a Salmon River run that I think we said we didn't think was an agenda item, and maybe some fire report maybe not being on there. When I compare it to what's on there for this year at a glance, there's a North of Falcon briefing. There's a Grays Harbor management plan briefing that wasn't there in February that might run us into some time problems if we kept it. But all in all, I know we're imminent into putting something out to the public here in the next couple of days or beginning of next week or at some point here. But I guess I won't say too much about our upcoming February one. I think what we talked about last time is a pretty good start. If there's a way for a North of Falcon briefing to be something that fits into our normal schedule, that could be a sheet of forecasts or something like that, I think it'd be a good idea for commissioners, particularly the two new commissioners, to have the opportunity to go to that full day meeting that I think we spoke about last time as an invitation to be there all day and learn as much as they want about forecasts throughout the state. So I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you, Don. Mr. Pinesco.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Just as to the February, the main meeting in February, I just want to put in the pitch to the full commission that we are planning on doing some legal training, refresher for existing commissioners, new training for our two new commissioners. It'll touch on Open Public Meetings Act, Public Records Act, Administrative Procedures Act, state ethics, and just the general legal arena for the department, Fish and Wildlife. So, you know, I've been having discussions with Nikki in terms of timing and discuss maybe 60 minutes. I'm putting in my plea here. If we could get 90 minutes out of it, we have a lot of useful information I think we could present. I have two other colleagues, AAG Lauren Kerrigan will be providing the portion on Public Records Act, and then AAG Amy Dona will be co-presenting with me on the rest of the trainings. So just the pitch for that. And also because I've got two of my colleagues doing that, we're really hoping we could get that on Friday.
Thanks, Joe. Okay, we will take that into consideration. Anyone else have anything on the agenda or the year at a glance? Can I just say that I also had a question? I'm not sure. I'm sure somebody on this call knows where the 2 hours on North Falcon came from and what's its purpose, but I haven't heard that. Does anybody know where that came from?
Go ahead, Amy.
Chair Baker. So we were, when we were looking at the agenda, and we recognized that the annual North of Falcon forecasting public event that happens every year was the exact same day as the commission, and knowing there's a lot of interest in the commission to hear those presentations on the forecasting, and thinking it would be maybe most expedient to simply invite the commissioners to that, because you would need a briefing anyway. And we thought, okay, this is a feeding two birds with one berry sort of opportunity. It seemed expedient. I think you all want the briefing, so we thought we would go this route.
Thank you, Amy. Okay, Chair Carpenter.
I was hoping not to get into this right now, but now that it's on the table, having done 29 years of North of Falcons from beginning to end, and I do mean from beginning to end, I don't think this is the best use of the commissioner's time during a formal commission meeting. North of Falcon, the preseason forecast is a 6-hour event. Generally, it starts in the auditorium when we can meet face to face. There's 2 or 3 hours of general discussion, and then they separate into different rooms and talk about Willapa and Columbia River and Puget Sound and different systems. It is a very, very complex situation that over time, I hope my colleagues on the commission will get a chance to be involved in. But I don't think it should not usurp our time on a regular commission meeting. I would strongly recommend we establish a follow-up briefing sooner than later, if there's no objection to that. I think it's better for all of us.
Thank you, Larry. Good to hear your words. I think what we should say is, at least on this issue, we spend a little more time, maybe even a few more hours on this, and don't, Nikki, just don't send out the draft agenda quite yet, if that's okay. I see Commissioner Linville has her hand up.
Yeah, just briefly. So I remember it was literally my first commission meeting and running into the hallway to Google North of Falcon because I had literally never heard of it before. And so I think it's, it's something that if it's not part of your life, it's big, it's confusing. And being in some form of setting where you can maybe ask very basic questions and not feel like embarrassed to ask those questions about it, I think is a really important thing, because this is, I know Chair Carp, it's in Chair Carpenter's DNA makeup, but for those of us it isn't, it's very confusing. And so if it could be some kind of setting, I still have lots of dumb questions I would like to ask. And I'd rather not kind of do that publicly. I mean, publicly is fine, but in an official commission meeting, that's harder.
Thank you, Molly. Okay, Nikki.
So there is kind of a general North of Falcon orientation for Lorna and Fred next week, and Molly's going to attend that too. So that's a good place as well to kind of link that in. So if there's any other commissioners that, want to participate, as long as we stay under a quorum, I think that's acceptable too.
Vice Chair Baker, I think the director he looks like he wants to say something.
Well, that would be great. Kelly, welcome to the welcome to the video.
I'll just say I'll never play poker with Chair Carpenter, because he can certainly read me well. So this wasn't intended to basically replace any portion of a formal North of Falcon briefing or have an opportunity for you to ask questions in a different setting. This is the kickoff meeting. It will be recorded, so it'll be